Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Timmins Fire Chief Bernie Stanza says a fire this afternoon on Algonquin Boulevard does appear suspicious. Electricity and natural gas have been shut off in the former Timmins Steam Bath building at Maple Street since a fire there on March 4th. Stanza says Timmins police are expected to take over the investigation. The chief adds that 25 firefighters from Timmins, Schumacher, and Mountjoy did a phenomenal job knocking down the flames. Traffic might still be an issue in that area at this hour, so an alternate route for your commute could prove to be a good idea. There won't be any fireworks in Timmins this Canada Day, and there weren't any last night at the city council meeting. Police officers handling security at City Hall might take some credit for the Move Living Space group from lighting any. A more likely explanation is that the homeless shelter didn't come up at all during the meeting. There were, however, several discussions about safety and security. The crowded gallery in the chamber did applaud a couple times. One was when Councillor Bill Gvozdanovich was the lone council member to vote against hiring an overnight security service. It will have one person patrolling right across the city between 10 at night and 6 in the morning. Other councillors agree it's not enough, but say it's a good first step. Mayor Michelle Boileau reminded them it's a pilot project while other security measures are investigated. Heading north, south, or east, get used to stopping at the intersection of Vimy Avenue and Mountjoy Street. The always stop implemented while that area is part of a connecting link reconstruction detour is now permanent. The amount of traffic didn't call for it, but the city's engineering department recommended the all-way stop as a safety measure, where Mountjoy becomes McLean Drive in an S-curve. Councillor Corey Robin, who lives nearby, credits his neighbors with making the case for the all-way stop. Repeating our top story, a fire on Algonquin Boulevard at Maple Street means you might want to find a different route home. It's in the former Timmins Steam Bath building, which also caught fire in early March. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.